The Canadian Football League has different rules than the NFL. Three downs instead of four, 110 yards, not 100. But the CFL has also taken a different approach to player concussions, cracking down in a way that the NFL has not. Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, and he explains what the CFL is doing.
Well, they're eliminating all contact during practices. And this is a very radical step. The NFL has actually taken a half step towards this. But the Canadian Football League going full in on just practicing tackling on tackling dummies and doing no contact drills, I mean, really is something radical in the context of professional football. And it needs to be pointed out why they're doing this. And this is what a lot of people get wrong about concussions relative to what we know about the science. A lot of laymen, a lot of fans, they think that concussive hits happen with those big hits that you see during the game on Sunday, the kind where the player is just laid out on the field and, you know, even like a stretcher has to come out and people say, oh, the game is so violent. And that's true. But that's not the true violence of the game. The true violence of the game are in what are called subconcussive hits, the small hits, the things you never notice, the linemen bashing into each other at the start of every play. That's where the real damage comes in, and that's where scientists see the link between CTE, the degenerative brain disease, and football.
So what does the science say about what the Canadian Football League is doing here, whether their no hits during practice rule is going to help with concussions? And then the corollary question, of course, is why is the NFL not doing it?
Well, on the first question, I mean, people have to understand that playing tackle football is like a cigarette. And you can make a cigarette with less tar. You can make a cigarette with a larger filter. And it certainly is better for your lungs if you smoke, say, one cigarette a week rather than chain smoking two packs a day. That's all a fact. But it's also a fact that there's no such thing as a danger-free cigarette. There is no such thing as a risk-free cigarette. So while the CFL is turning down the volume on the risk of playing tackle football, the idea that they have made it safe is an absolute pipe dream. Now, the National Football League has not gone this route largely because of complaints from coaches. Now, the great irony of the NFL coaching trees is that you are hard-pressed to find one NFL head coach. There are a couple, but who actually played the game. Most NFL coaches never played in the NFL. Now, when you talk to former NFL players, as I do quite often, they talk about the pain that their fellow retirees go through, whether it's the pain of mental duress, depression, or whether it's just the pain of walking on two degenerative hips and graduating immediately from being a young man to being an old man as soon as your career ends. And so these coaches who, again, never played the sport and tend to be highly, there's no other word for it, militarized in their outlook in terms of how they should see the culture of their team running, they push back very hard on the idea of non-contact drills because that's not the way Vince Lombardi did it and that's not the way Chuck Knoll did it, and therefore that's not the way they want to do it. Unfortunately, their players pay one hell of a price for that.
Well, Dave, what are the players in the Canadian League saying?
From what I'm seeing, it really depends on where the players are in their careers. Because oftentimes, you know, the young players, the players who want to prove themselves to the National Football League, I mean, they want to basically, particularly defensive players, they want to look like they can handle the violence. And there is a concern that if they don't look like they can handle the violence of the NFL, they will never be taken seriously as prospective NFL players. And many players, when they do these polls, it's shocking when you see players, particularly the younger players, say, yeah, like I would gladly take a decade off of my life if it means being able to play in the National Football League, make millions of dollars, and be able to set up my family for life. The older players in the CFL, the ones really who've resigned themselves to this idea that NFL dreams are probably not going to be part of their future, I mean, they appreciate it because they understand that the wear and tear on the body that takes place during the week is far more difficult than even the game conditions themselves.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine, host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, great to have you, as always.
Thank you so much, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.